Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're back here kicking off the third hour of the program. You can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. And I especially want to hear from you if you think that this New Zealand law sounds like a good idea. They'll be making it so anybody who's offended on the internet can go to the government and basically, well, first they have to go to the person who has offended them and tell them, "Sir, you have offended me and I demand that you stop." And then if the person continues to be offensive, then they can go to the government, and then the government can come after them with either civil or criminal court case. And the Electronic Freedom Foundation, Electronic Frontier Foundation, I apologize, let me get that.
Freedom, huh?
Yeah, they don't actually stand for freedom. They're just on the frontier. Anyway, the EFF sometimes takes the pro-freedom position. More often than not, they do. In this case, they're going to explain how it is this new HDC, the Harmful Digital Communications Act. They're going to explain how they believe that this will actually hurt everyone except the online harassers. That somehow this is going to have the opposite of its intended intended effects. The intended effect, of course, is to stop online harassment and people being offended online. But what if the opposite happens? Tonight with you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Danica.
So Section 20, they're zooming in on here on this HDC. They say it's like...
People will do with this law, I'm sure, exactly what they do with Facebook policy, which is to use the enforcement arm... or whatever, of Facebook, to harm people. I'm going to report your fake name because I don't like you and you're a transvestite or whatever, or a transgendered, so you maybe have a show name or some sort of fake name, so I'm going to report that name. Reporting everyone's, every picture on someone's profile is fake or is, offensive or...
We've had it happen where somebody doesn't like something posted to the Free Talk Live page, and they'll report us, and then we'll get banned from Facebook for X amount of days.
Right. In some cases, when it was pictures, a picture that didn't even violate Facebook policy.
That's right. So
the admins there have no idea what they're doing.
So, and we've had people contact us recently. There was a meme that was posted on the Free Talk Live page with the Confederate flag and the U.S. flag, and basically saying they both stood for slavery. I mean,
that got reported.
I'm summarizing what this thing was. I don't know if it was reported to Facebook. I suspect somebody did report it to Facebook. We didn't see that happen, but what we did see happen was I saw a couple messages come into the Facebook page, and I don't read all the messages that come into the Facebook page. That's Mark that spends most of the time doing that. But I'll see them every now and then. And I saw a couple of them that said, "Hey, I don't like this content. This content is offensive. I would like you to remove it." And then they posted that picture.
Right.
And so in New Zealand now, if you do that, if you send something to somebody and say, "I don't like that you've offended me with your post," and then they don't, they continue to post things that are offensive, they could be getting in trouble under this new HDC. Now, under Section 20, according to the EFF at their website, EFF.org, they say it's like the DMCA, but even worse. Now, Johnson or Danica, can you explain the DMCA at all? Are you familiar with that at all?
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act?
Yeah.
It's essentially just automated method in most cases for taking down copyrighted content. It's just a law that enforces people to take down content.
And this includes, say, like videos, for example.
Sure.
Yeah, they're using copyrighted music.
Yeah. Right. So if somebody.
Music, video, even writing, just can be taken down if a company files a request and under threat of fine and all sorts of other things. I don't know
right.
exactly
if you
what
see
the,
something
the
on
are.
The internet that you believe is yours by copyright law, you can send a request in through YouTube or whoever, and then it is, like you said, an automated system. But according to the story here, the reason why it's an automated system is because intermediaries such as Google, Facebook, or your local website hosting company are under U.S. law broadly protected against lawsuits over their users' uploaded content. However, that protection against that against those lawsuits is conditional on them complying with the DMCA's copyright safe harbor rules. So part of those safe harbor rules kick in when an intermediary receives a request from a copyright owner to take down an infringing work uploaded by one of their users. If the intermediary swiftly takes down the content, they are automatically protected from being themselves sued by the copyright owner. So that's why it's that automation system exists. The intermediary is also protected from being sued for damages by the uploader caused by them suddenly deleting their content. So by jumping through the government's hoops, YouTube is, it's CYA. They're covering their butt. They're legally not liable for anybody that uploads copyrighted material so long as their system automatically removes it upon a takedown request. Now, the DMCA takedown process, according to the EFF, is an attempt to create a regime where copyright law can be enforced without the courts, where copyright holders and internet authors have balanced rights, and where hosts like Google or your ISP are freed from the responsibility of determining the legal accuracy of a takedown request.
Oh, wow. Oh. I just had a really cool thought.
Okay.
So if you were a company like Google or these other companies, especially if these companies could somehow collude to say, okay, let's, we're going to, because I'm sure that these requests for takedowns have been getting more and more and more.
You're talking about under DMCA?
Yeah, under DMCA and under other things. We know that these requests are coming, becoming more and more and more. Like there's more and more content is being requested to be taken down or whatever, right? So what would be interesting is if companies like Yahoo and Google and you know, any other media companies out there who have these online services that get these takedown requests, if they all collude and said, on this date, we're going to turn off our takedown systems and take all of the cases to court. It's unlikely that they're going to do that, but it would be really cool.
So wait, are you saying that they would take
all of the cases that go, all the DMCA cases? Because right now they're
meaning
they're,
that the person complaining would then have to go to court against YouTube,
and probably YouTube and the person who they're complaining against.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think they want to take on that kind of litigation. I mean, that's very expensive.
Right? Sure, it could be very expensive, but it could also be completely crippling for the government because of this law. Like,
yeah,
okay,
I mean,
now there's, you know, like, say this system gets to the point of where there's, you know, millions of cases or whatever, and you just drop that all in the lap of the local court system.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be local courts or would it be federal courts.
I think it would be local.
See, I don't know enough about copyright. I don't know.
Why would it be local then if they're going up against this one person?
It's federal law.
Right. So
maybe I have a complaint
against Jenna Marbles, and so I would have to go to probably L.A. because she's in California against Jenna.
I wouldn't
Jenna
think
and
necessarily the individual person. I would think that it would be in the jurisdiction of wherever the company is located.
So California then, since they're located.
Well, unfortunately, Johnson, your scenario is probably never going to come true.
No, it's probably never going to come true. But I think it would be really interesting if one of these companies just finally did say, because it's all being automated. In other words, it's just a system of compliance, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're complying with the law. We're going to comply over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
And it's building. Essentially, the compliance systems are being abused because they're being used more and more and more and more, and it's just getting out of hand. I mean, the stuff with DMCA takedowns on YouTube alone is ridiculous because they're automated, and a lot of times they're not even, videos are being taken down that are not in violation of the DMCA. They're not in violation of copyright.
Well,
there's fair use provisions for using certain amounts of audio and certain clips from other content.
There are takedowns that happen even without a request is what you're saying, right?
Well,
they've got an automation check system that if they recognize a certain music track, they'll flag it and then it won't even get into the system.
Right, that's one problem, and that's if YouTube's doing it themselves with their own system. But also the record companies have their own systems, and sometimes those get false positives. Sometimes there are just crazy people that are just reporting things willy-nilly, or like I said earlier, people who are trying to harm other content creators by filing these false, bogus takedown requests. And so this is just getting crazy out of hand. So what would be interesting is if they said, nope, we're not complying anymore. If you want to take this to court, well, then I guess we're going to do that. Here's a million cases a day. Because this is the system that you generated. Here's your million court cases. We'll have a million more for you tomorrow. You better get processing, you 20 people down at the law office. Oh, you can't handle it? Well, then I guess we can't comply.
Motion to dismiss.
Motion to dismiss. Trial. All of them. And we're going to, here's what we're going to automate. We're going to automate the files for the motions to dismiss. Million of those. Hope your servers can handle it.
That would be
I like
awesome.
The way you think, Johnson. I mean, that's a cool idea. Unfortunately, these corporations didn't get to where they are by being bucking the system mentality.
Yeah.
We'll come back here with more on this Section 20 of the HTC, because we haven't really gotten into what that means. It's sort of like the DMCA, but they're going to tell us how it differs, and it's even worse, coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and it's brought to you by ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. You can get them over at ExpressCoin.com. You can grab their app or just do it straight from the website. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. Plus, you can save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You'll pay no fee when you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. The price of Bitcoin seems to have sort of flattened out over the last few days. It's up at around $270 per Bitcoin. That's up from around where it was.
Like 250, 240 just
up even from 230 a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's gone up quite a bit in just the last month, likely due to the situation in Greece. Likely that's a factor here. And,
it's all Greek to me.
And their banks are still closed this week, by the way.
Yeah.
The bank holiday has been extended for an extra week. And, you know, there's still some tumultuous financial times over there. So maybe Bitcoin will keep going up. Who knows what's going to happen? Of course, it could go down, too. Your risk, there is risk involved. Go to ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you will save even more. It's already really affordable, even without that coupon code. They've got the best, what I consider to be the best rate in that particular business. I think it's 3%. I mean, the Bitcoin vending machine here in town, which I think is a good rate, is 5%. So, I mean, ExpressCoin, you really can't beat it. ExpressCoin.com. We're talking about the HDC. These are three letters that if you're in New Zealand, you are going to learn to hate. The Harmful Digital Communications Act. And they're saying here over at the Electronic Frontier Foundation that it's like the DMCA in the United States, but even worse. Now, the DMCA is the system that is essentially been automated by YouTube and other content syndicates or whatever you want to call them, content delivery networks, that if you challenge something, copyright, if you claim, Johnson, you've uploaded this video and I own the copyright to it.
Right.
Ding, your account gets hit. They pull the video. YouTube says, hey, we yanked this video. And then they do give you the opportunity to say, well, I'm challenging that pull, and I'm willing to take full legal liability for making this post. Then you can, in theory, get the thing relisted on YouTube if you're willing to
jump through a bunch of hoops.
Jump through those hoops. So back to the story here. They're going to compare the DMCA to this new HDC, which the HDC restricts not just copyright. It's not about copyright. The HDC is about saying offensive things online, saying things that somebody doesn't like. And they're saying now that that is illegal. If someone asks you to stop saying the things you're saying, even if you're not saying them to the person, if you're just blogging it on your personal blog, if you're posting on your own personal Facebook page, somebody doesn't like it, they can complain to the government.
I imagine, because there's like a lot of people I've seen from New Zealand on sites like Twitch, where it's like Twitch is a gaming thing where people stream their gaming content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just imagining somebody being like trying to ruin one of these stars, people who are making their money and making their livings, and they're being like, "Oi, you called me a noob. You gotta get off now. You gotta get offline because I don't like your channel because I'm a competitor."
It hurts my feelings.
It hurts my feelings. A serious emotional harm.
The DMCA takedown process creates this regime where copyright law can be enforced without the courts. But in practice, this regime has been proven to be painfully lopsided in its incentives. The letter of the law says that takedown requests must be made in good faith under the penalty of perjury. But even with these restrictions in the law, inaccurate takedowns are rife and are sent with no legal consequences. So even though you're in theory facing perjury if you are lying, saying, hey, I don't like this video, it's copyrighted. Well, no, it's not copyrighted. It's not yours. You just didn't like it. There's no consequence for that. It also transpires that in the real world, the intermediaries are far more worried about being sued by rich and powerful copyright holders like music labels and movie companies than they are concerned about legal action from their own users.
Right.
This and other problems mean that the DMCA is frequently misused to remove content that's perfectly legitimate, and the EFF has documented this chilling effect of the DMCA regime over 15 years. Section 20, so now we're back to the HDC. This is the new law in New Zealand restricting freedom of speech, restricting people saying offensive things. This new HDC attempts to map and expand this already flawed system onto a regime for the speedy takedown of all so-called harmful content online. In the HDC model, complainants, rather, who have spotted content that breaches the communication principles and has so-called caused harm, can send a takedown order to the intermediary. The intermediary sends a notice of this order to the author of the allegedly harmful content. If the author challenges the original takedown within 48 hours, the content stays up, otherwise it's removed. If the intermediary follows these rules, they remain protected from being sued themselves over the content. In effect, it's a DMCA-like safe harbor, but for all potentially harmful content. Sound reasonable? The drafters of the HDC Act clearly thought so, but in uncomprehendingly mimicking the DMCA regime, they omitted what few safeguards the original has against unfettered abuse. Unlike the DMCA, there is no penalty for misrepresentation in the HDC Act. Section 20 complainants can declare any content to be harmful and will suffer even fewer repercussions from misrepresenting their belief than the copyright industry faces for illegitimate copyright takedowns in the United States. So I think I see where they're going with this here. There's no penalty for saying something is harmful when in point of fact it isn't. And so what they're saying is that's what the trolls are going to use
to take down
the content of the people that they've been trolling.
I would like to find where this law is mentioned. I'm sure they have a documentation of their laws online, right?
Who, the New Zealand folks?
Yeah, the New Zealand. I'm sure they have their laws online. I would like to go to their website and report this law as offensive.
As offensive. I'm sure the government's exempt
from
their
own rules.
And
if you're living in New Zealand and you're hearing this, do that. Do it and tell us, please. Please, if you're living in New Zealand.
That would be very entertaining to see what happened in that case.
Yeah, just and
but remember, in government law, frequently they exempt themselves from enforcement. So, like in a wiretapping law, there's an exemption for law enforcement there, for instance. Unlike the DMCA, where in theory only the rights holder can make a complaint under Section 20 in the HDC, anyone can send a note to your New Zealand host and request your content be removed. And under the current letter of the HDC Act, each of those millions of potential complainants can demand a removal as many times as they want. The HDC Act magnifies the well-documented flaws of the DMCA into the perfect heckler's veto. This is an ideal tool for coordinated, harassing mob, or simply a large crowd that disapproves of a particular piece of unpopular but perfectly legitimate speech. Moreover, if the original user misses the 48-hour window to respond to a takedown order, then they will have no legal avenue to restore their deleted work. It's worth considering exactly who might most likely miss that 48-hour deadline. Certainly, a vulnerable user facing hundreds or thousands of coordinated malicious complaints might find herself quickly overwhelmed. Another type of user who might be reticent to serve a counter notice is one who would choose not to share much personal identifying information with their hosts and is therefore more difficult to contact by the intermediary. Vulnerable classes of internet speakers often do this so as to limit the risk of being doxxed. They are rightly suspicious of providing third parties like hosting companies with personal details out of fear that the intermediary might accidentally reveal that to attackers. So they use pseudonymous accounts or otherwise hide their real identities. These users may not be reading the throwaway email or other contact details they provided, if they provided any at all. Which means that if the person who created this so-called offensive content is unable to be reached within that 48-hour window, their content's gone forever.
Right.
It can't be appealed at that point. So anybody who doesn't like you, including the trolls, can now use this supposed anti-trolling law
to delete all your stuff.
Go after everything that you do. Great idea. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the thing, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. what are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you don't have to talk about freedom of speech on the internet. You can bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. It's open phones all the time here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What if...
Of course, if whatever you bring up causes a serious emotional distress, we might have you arrested and thrown in New Zealand gulag.
No, we definitely wouldn't do that. It's Free Talk Live. Open phones. You can say anything offensive here, so long as it's not the F word, the S word...
Or the A word.
The C word. A word's a little janky. It depends on the context. You know, you could say the A word in the context of a donkey, for instance. So
right, but you can't say the A and the H together.
Yeah, you can't do the one with the H after that. That's
oh,
the
censorship.
Yeah, so there is that. But generally, the content here is what if, you know, open form.
What if a donkey fell into a deep hole?
Yes, that could happen.
It could certainly happen.
Something else that could happen is you could go to purse.freetalklive.com and you absolutely could get 25% off pretty much anything you want to buy over at Amazon. How do I know this? I've done it. In fact, I've done it before Purse even came on as a partner of Free Talk Live. I've been a fan of Purse for several months, ever since Roger Veer actually turned me onto it. I saw him post about Purse on his Facebook page, and I thought, that sounds kind of cool. Discount on Amazon? Okay. Give me a reason to spend Bitcoin. See, that's the thing. You've got to use your Bitcoin if you want to get 20, 25% off, maybe even more, off over at Amazon. So you probably want to buy stuff in this lifetime. You're going to pay for it. If you're going to pay full price, why not get 20% off? There's just no reason not to do this. If you've got Bitcoin, this is your reason to spend it. And if you don't have Bitcoin, this is your reason to go get it. Remember, you can go to expresscoin.com and go and get as much Bitcoin as you want for 3%. You can then turn that around and knock 20% off of anything over at Amazon. The average discount on purse is 20%. And the only reason why you would want less than 20% is if you want the item super fast. There's Purse Instant where you get an instant 5% off and you don't have to wait for an order to be filled. If you generally the higher the percentage discount you want, because you can get more than 25%. You select how much you want off.
Is there a bonus if you're a Prime member?
Amazon Prime?
Right.
I'm not sure about that.
Because if you Purse and Prime, I mean, I'm
sometimes what'll happen is the person who's ordering it has Prime.
Right.
And so they will send it to you. I've had someone send me something overnight because they want the Bitcoin that fast.
Right.
So it just all depends on who the orderer is and that kind of thing. So if you're willing to wait, you can get a sweet discount on anything on Amazon. And sometimes you don't have to wait more than just a few hours
right.
to get the order filled. It's awesome. It works well. Go to purse.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there right now. Even if you don't know what you want yet, you can go to purse.freetalklive.com. Sign up for your account. And then it's so easy to use. They've got a real brief video that'll show you how it works. Purse.freetalklive.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of each purchase that you make from that point forward. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Then there's more to say about this mess of a law in New Zealand, the HDC, the harmful communications, harmful digital communications act. Let's go to David, though, first in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Danica. Hello, David.
Oh, honey. Hey, you know, I heard you talking open topic, so I figured I'd test some ideas with you, because you guys sound like you know a little about both the economy as well as technical issues. You know,
okay.
You know, yesterday the stock market had their big glitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think that was all about?
Well,
Illuminati.
This is where I was going to test a couple of different, you know, if I got out my Sherlock Holmes, just a hunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one I was thinking of is the Saudi Arabians, just like 2 weeks ago, opened up their brand new Wall Street. They're going to invest something like close to $500 billion on their brand new Wall Street. Now, if you think about the Saudis as con artists and ripoffs, who would ever be dumb enough to invest in their stock market?
Well, that's a terrible thing to think about, people, because they're individuals, and to say that the Saudis are one way or another is ridiculous. I mean, they're human beings. There are probably some Saudis who are con artists and ripoffs.
Yeah, you can't think of them all the same.
But that's true of Americans, and that's true of everybody everywhere. So that's you want to talk about offensive. Boy, that's an offensive level of...
In the last 2 weeks, how many shutters on the stock markets of the world have happened? China has just lost a huge chunk. America goes down for a couple of minutes, well, a couple of number of hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty weird in itself, right?
Are you suggesting that Saudi Arabians attacked the American stock market?
Well, that was my first hunch. But my second one was a whole different direction. And that was, you remember, there was a famous movie called The Sting. It had Robert Redford and Paul Newman in it. And it basically was trying to take advantage of a brokerage, being a bookie joint. So this brokerage house, they pretended that the hour of the day was one thing when it was minutes later, right? Now, if you could pull that same trick on Wall Street, you know, you could set the clocks a nanosecond. And if you knew that nanosecond, you could cash in and make billions. So the whole idea...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well,
what do you mean, set the clocks to cash in? How does that work exactly?
Do you remember that movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's famous old one. It was best, maybe even Oscar winner or something. But it basically sets it up. They have a fake bookie joint. And back in the 1930s, they used to bet on horse races, right, illegally. So they would have these bookie joints in the back of a barber shop, or, you know, they'd have some place,
okay,
you know, secret room somewhere where you'd talk to the bookie. And so the idea that what these guys, they wanted to rip off the house, and the house being the local crime lord. And so they set up a fake bookie joint, and they pretended there was one big race, right? There was, you know, down in Florida, so let's say. And they were up in Indiana, let's say. And so there was a telephone line. It was basically a radio station on a telephone line, like a party line. And that's what they did for these bookie joints. They set up like a party line that only the bookie houses had a direct feed. And they could listen to these races, and they'd know just the results, and then they'd do
essentially, there's a delay. There's a built-in delay. So you're, the people who are watching the race are not actually watching the live race. They're watching a slight delay to the race.
Yeah, what they do in this place is they run a fake radio newscast of the race, but they have different results, and it's 5 minutes late. And so they pulled this off in the 1930s.
So they're socially engineering the people into giving them money that they wouldn't otherwise do.
Right. This is actually also the plot of a great British show called The Hustle, which is all about all these different kinds of scams.
And you're thinking there's somehow some way that was done on the New York Stock Exchange?
Well, it was said that it was done a long time ago, and that people have taken advantage of it. In fact, that's where the part of the con of derivatives comes from, that you're able to work somebody else's money, and you get the profit that you can work on their money for a tenth of a cent.
Yeah, see, I'm no stock expert. I don't know what any of those things really are.
I have another interesting conspiracy theory for both of you, though. Are you either of you aware that on the July 7th at 11:45 p.m., Anonymous, the hacker group Anonymous, made a tweet that said, wonder if tomorrow is going to be bad for Wall Street. We can only hope.
Yep, that, to me, we talked about that the other night here on Free Talk Live. To me, David, that sounds like the most plausible explanation, that they were just hacked.
And that suddenly, the next day, they had massive computer problems, supposedly internally on Wall Street.
Was that just a coincidence?
Who knows if it's not like an Operation Mayhem kind of, you know, insider who was causing monkey wrenching.
It absolutely could have been an anonymous person who works on the New York Stock Exchange, which would mean it was an internal issue, meaning it wasn't a hack from outside, but, you know, an inside job, so to speak. But it still certainly could have been anonymous. Awfully coincidental that they happened to tweet about that prior to the takedown. And the other thing I read, Johnson, was that they hadn't tweeted since. Now, I imagine they probably have since then, but all day, like since they tweeted that one thing about what's going to happen tomorrow, then, you know, they didn't tweet during the entire time between when they tweeted that and when the actual takedown occurred. David, thanks for your call and the speculation. Anybody's free to speculate here, and it's, by the way, open phones all the time. It's not like just tonight. It's open phones. 855-450-FREE. And if we get the chance, we'll talk more about New Zealand and this ridiculous restriction on trolling that may backfire. It's probably will. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We've got enough time if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Danica.
Don't forget, you can go to our website and get interactive there at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate what we're doing here, you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, then you can help us for $5 a month at the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. It makes a big difference when you do that because it allows us to effectively market the show to more radio stations. It also allows us to expand our satellite footprint and more. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group. So go and learn more over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We've actually been talking a lot about the HDC. This is the, they're calling it the HDC Act, the Harmful Digital Communications Act. Now, it's not in the United States. This is in New Zealand. But if this, you know, is something that happens successfully in New Zealand and is not overturned immediately as illegal, and I don't see how it would be in New Zealand, given that there's no constitution there whatsoever, although they do have some sort of Bill of Rights, which I have not read, so I'm not intimately familiar with what exactly what rights are ostensibly protected. So anyway, the parliament there overwhelmingly voted for this. Johnson, you brought this story in initially, and then we found this article from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which really digs into how this thing is supposed to work. And the theory behind this law is it's supposed to protect people from being harassed online, or not just being harassed, but seeing things that are offensive. So this goes right even further than the idea of stopping harassment. This is, you know, if you see something you don't like on the internet, you can report that now in New Zealand. And further, the intermediary, as they call it, which would be the service provider, the host, the YouTube, the Googles of the world, the people who are providing the content that other people are uploading or posting. So like WordPress, for instance, if you've got a WordPress blog hosted at WordPress.com and somebody's offended by something you've said on your blog, then they can report it, and WordPress will send some sort of a notice. There's a 48-hour window where the person has to respond. Or their work will be deleted, and they will have no legal avenue to restore it. And what was being pointed out here is that there's no penalty for somebody who wrongfully sends a report. So you can just go and send as many reports on as many, you know, whatever content you don't like on the internet. And, you know, even if you aren't, part of the law was written to say that, well, you have to go to the person and ask them to stop being offensive. And then if they don't stop being offensive, then you can go after them. But there's no provision when the reporting requirements here. You can just go and report things. It doesn't matter if you've said something to them.
It's a good thing that I'm not like a lawmaker in New Zealand, because I'd make the stipulation that if you made a false report and you were caught making a false report, that for 5 years, the only website that you could access on the internet would be VeggieTales.
Oh, that would be cruel.
That's a Christian video series, right? VeggieTales?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember selling that
at
Kmart.
For children. It would be either Disney or VeggieTales. You know, something suitable for children, because that's what you are.
Section
falsely reporting content.
20. This is one of the most offensive sections of this incredibly offensive this law. Section 20 has another flaw, says the EFF, for this particular class of vulnerable user. The vulnerable users we're talking about here are people who might have signed up. Let's say they created a WordPress account with a throwaway email address because they want to have an anonymous account where they can blog what they really think without putting their name and information, but you know, their professional reputation behind that. I mean, this is not uncommon, right, where people have information they want to get out there, but they don't want to put their name behind it. So if they put a throwaway email address on the account and someone says, I'm offended by this, report.
Well, this is great. Again, another thing, another suggestion from New Zealanders, I think you should lobby for a provision that says that whatever way that they have to use to contact someone to have to find them legally to prosecute for this must also be the way that they actually contact them to levy this warning or whatever, to get the 48 hours. So what that would mean is that the government would not be able to use the email address that they signed up with to notify them. In other words, if that's not good enough to notify them, right, like, and then the 48 hours starts, like, oh, well, we sent you an email.
Well, right? The government wouldn't be sending the email. It would be the service provider.
Okay, the service provider. If it's not good enough to send the service provider, if the service provider contacts them and the email doesn't go through or whatever, right, and the 48-hour window expires, well, that shouldn't be good enough, because then what's going to happen is that if they're not contacted that way, what the government's going to do is say, well, then we need the IP. We get the IP. We're going to go to the ISP with the IP and then find out who was using the service with this particular ISP based on their internet address at the time. And, oh, now we know that it's this person who owns this account, and now we can serve them legally and serve them with this $33,900 fine. But if that's the method that's used to contact people, then I think what should happen is that somebody should lobby to say, if this law is going to be on the books, then that's the way that these people need to be contacted. You must contact the actual person based on the IP at the time and make the government jump through the hoops to actually get that information.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. But somebody could lobby for it, and then it would effectively destroy this law. Essentially,
yeah, but they're not going to change
No one would jump through the hoops anymore. But
they're not going to change this law.
You don't
need to overwhelmingly.
But you don't need to change the law in order to add that kind of an addendum.
You'd have to pass a new law.
Sure.
That's not going to happen.
That in New Zealand. You can just pass a new law.
But they're not going to. Why would they make it harder for the government to do what they want to do here? They're not going to do that.
Once they realize that this is complete folly, they may have to.
Maybe. Maybe they'll figure that out. So let's talk about what it's actually going to do. The HDC Act's takedown orders and counter notices require personal information, both from the complainant and the original publisher.
I mean, you got to imagine there's going to be a group of people in New Zealand that are going to start reporting everything a politician posts as emotionally disturbing. It's so easy to do that.
That sounds like a good idea, actually. Yeah. Now, you might actually be able to report from outside of New Zealand as well. It's not real clear. A user attempting to keep his content up must hand over his name and a telephone number, physical address, and an email address to the ISP. A user must also specify whether that data should be handed over to the complainant. A user who checks the wrong box by mistake may find her attempt to restore her account results in personal details being handed over to the person trying to delete the works from the internet in the first place.
There's also no repercussions for overzealous enforcement. Again,
that's correct.
So anyone who works at one of these ISPs who has something in for one of these politicians could obviously go ahead and enforce at whim. against whoever they wanted to. So if you work for an ISP in New Zealand and you want to start taking down politicians' content, just have a friend tell you that it's emotionally disturbing. You can start taking down anything you want. Go for it. It'll be fun.
Section 20 is clearly an attempt to create a streamlined way for injured users to speedily remove content that they find seriously emotionally distressing from the internet without having to go through the slower process of judicial oversight. But given the precedent set by the DMCA, New Zealand's lawmakers should have anticipated that such a short circuit can and will be abused. Section 20's current design means that the most likely scenario for abuse is harassers either misusing it to erase their targets from the net or extracting from them personally identifying information that will ultimately be used against them. It's almost engineered to be a tool for angry mobs or doxing attackers. Despite warnings from the internet community, the HDC Act sailed through New Zealand's parliament with an overwhelming majority, opposed only by a small number of Green MPs.
There's 160 people that need to find out exactly what they passed.
And the single MP for
and their
New
names
Zealand's
are publicly available.
Free Market Act Party. The act received royal assent on Monday, which means it has passed into law.
Royal assent. Yep. I love it. I declare this law is now.
By you, I'll declare this.
While much of the HDC Act only comes into force within 2 years, Section 20 is already in effect.
Oh.
So the worst part is already happening.
Oh.
New Zealand-based intermediaries or foreign companies with offices in New Zealand must already comply with takedown requests or risk losing their liability protections. And like the DMCA, much of the negative consequences of this act may turn out to be too hard to track. An invisible set of victims, the subject of takedowns that they do not know or are too intimidated to counter notice against, speech that is no longer published because intermediaries are too cautious to host it, or because potential speakers fear liability under the HDC Act. And that, unfortunately, is the optimistic scenario. Instead, New Zealand may be entering a far more bumpy ride, with the HDC being turned into a weapon of those it was originally intended to thwart, online bullies who want to intimidate and silence others and are perfectly happy to abuse a well-meaning law to do so. And that is an excellent rundown of what to expect here now in New Zealand. If you are listening to this program, it's probably pretty early in the morning in New Zealand right now. But if you are, you know, familiar with what's happening there, has, you know, I don't know how many days this has been in effect for us. Let's see, it was royal assented to on Monday. So we're coming up on the first full business week here that this law's been in play.
Wow.
What has already started to happen, if anything? If you want to tell us that, you'll have to do it tomorrow because we're out of time for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Danica.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is the good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.